Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I tell you, there's just a lot of press out there. There's a lot of conversation out there talking about the real estate market. I mean, you can't go to the water cooler. You can't go to your local supermarket. You can't go to the laundromat if you still do that type of thing and not have somebody bring up a discussion about what's going on in the real estate market. Yeah, we're in a really, really weird place. A year ago, when we were in coronavirus, there was a lot of talk about the housing market imploding because there was all this fear in the marketplace. There was all this concern. Remember, a year ago, maybe 3 months into lockdown. We've got businesses that are struggling to keep their doors open. Some municipalities and governors treated it one way. Other municipalities and other governors treated it a different way. There was no standardization. The only thing that was standardized was the fact that you were told to sit at home, stay 6 feet apart, and wear a mask. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what it boiled down to. And there was a lot of concern that people like you and me would face some significant financial challenges because of the closure. Now, let's be very clear. There are people that were financially devastated by the coronavirus pandemic. I mean, it's true. There are people that were materially affected. Other people, maybe not so much. The point I want to make is that we don't know. When I say we, it's not the mouse in my pocket and me. It's you and I don't know what's going to happen in the future. We don't. There's a lot of predictive analysis out there. There's a lot of discussion out there. There's a lot of people that think they've got it figured out. But at the end of the day, markets control markets. There are influences in the marketplace that can kind of shift the direction of the market, but these are big, giant entities. And even alone, they can't move the markets by themselves. They can't. So let's talk about if you should buy real estate. I mean, because that's kind of the question on everybody's mind right now, right? Yesterday, I told you that my wife and I, we came to a conclusion that we live in a house. It's a beautiful house, great neighborhood, but it's too big for us. We don't need this much house anymore. And we want to move a little farther out because, you know, where we live, we're being encroached upon by the growth of the major city that is adjacent to where we live. So we're going to move on down the road a little bit. So for us, it's a great time to sell because it's a seller's market. There is a lack of inventory out there. We have been watching the marketplace, and we have found what we would consider homes that would serve as good replacement homes for us. And what we have found is that as soon as we spot that one or two properties that are of interest to us, I mean, they check one, two, or three of those boxes, right? We kind of keep an eye on it. And within 24 hours, the property is off the market. Somebody has made an offer on it. So we're going to take advantage of that marketplace by selling our principal residence. Okay, this is a really good time for us to dispose of this property. It's a good reason for us to downsize. And I'm going to get probably the peak amount that the market will produce for this property. Okay, so that's a good thing. I'm going to buy a replacement property to live in. Okay, and another thing that I don't consider an asset, I talked about that on yesterday's show. I'll buy that property eventually. I don't know if I'm going to buy it right away. I don't know. I'm not in a hurry to get my replacement property because I've got the ability to kind of wait for the right parameters to appear. Yeah. I mean, you know, size of property, size of land, you know, look, we're buying a house to live in. So the reality of it is I look at it as kind of like buying an investment, but I don't look at it that way. My wife looks at it as her home. So she looks at it from a different lens. And my responsibility is just to make her happy, right? Yeah. And she, trust me, she's gonna create a beautiful home for us to live in. So what happens? What happens, say, 3 months from now? 3 months from now, I've sold my house. I bought a replacement property. Let's say I paid, I don't know, let's pick a number out of the air. Let's go $700,000. Just a crazy number out of the air. I pay $700,000 for a replacement property. And the market tanks. The property value starts to go down. And maybe in 2 years' time, it goes down to, say, $500,000. What do I do? Well, the reality of it is this. If I'm living there, I'm going to keep living there. I don't have a need to sell that property. I have no requirements to take a loss on that property. I can just ride out the market. Because, I mean, come on. Your financial planner showed you how markets work, right? They keep going upwards and to the right. They take their time going up in value, and then they kind of correct. So they kind of drop in price rapidly. But then they always seem to come back. I mean, if you look at the stock market charts going all the way back to the founding of the stock exchange, that's pretty much the way the stock markets roll. If you look at prices of real estate over time, you're going to see a similar pattern. Now, when it comes to my investment properties, I'm not worried about those either, because at a certain point, the value of the property may correct, but the rental value, there's really no reason to have to reduce those rents unless market forces direct it. Hey, when we come back from the break, I'm going to take you back to 2019. Wow, you're going to learn a lot. Stick around.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Walmsley, on the effective way to run a business.
There are people that run their businesses on a shoestring. If you own an apartment complex and you have no cash, that's not a very effective way to run a business. My businesses, each and every one of them, have cash savings. In other words, we can make no money or make very little money. We'd still survive. For those of you that haven't thought it through that far and you don't have any cash savings, let's get you in here and get you educated on how to save what you already own. The mom and pop businesses are going to take a major hit. If you've been running your business that way, you need to get into Lifestyles right now and learn how to operate your business the right way.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Warning. Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. All right. Let's take a look at 2020 for just a moment before I take you all the way back to 2019. I found a stat that really just kind of rocked my world a little bit. And this stat basically says this. In 2020, more existing homes, that's any home that's out there that isn't brand new construction, more existing homes were sold than in any other year since 2006. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, You think that everybody was just sitting at home, hunkering down, trying to get through the daily grind, hopefully work from home. You know, you think that that's what everybody in America was doing. And I'm here to tell you, that ain't true. Housing inventory was moving. Yeah, housing inventory was moving. There are people that needed to move from place to place for job relocation or whatever reason. And people were moving about this country. I mean, during the pandemic, I went from Texas up to North Carolina with my son. We went on about a five-day trip because he had to go do some military duty. And we thought, hey, let's spend 5 days checking stuff out. And we drove through the country, through the South. It was beautiful. And there are a lot of people out there. There are a lot of rented moving trucks on the road. A lot of them. So people were moving. People were transacting property. Here's the crazy thing, though. We're in this really nutsy kind of competitive housing market right now. I mean, there's a lot of things that are fueling what's going on in the market. I mean, you've got hyperactive buyers out there. I mean, the fact that, you know, there seems to be at least 10 buyers for every property that goes on the market. I mean, that's what my realtors are telling me. I mean, that's what they're saying. They're saying it's a pure seller's market. You know, if you're going to buy something, you pretty much need to go to final and best offer right there and then stand firm, and you still may not get the deal. But here's the thing. That's okay. You don't want to overpay for the deal. Yeah, that's just kind of the way it works out. But I think the housing market is really being impacted just based on inventory. Yeah, people that own properties aren't necessarily deciding to sell. Now, me, I'm an anomaly, right? Because we decided to sell. Do we have to sell? No, we don't have to sell. It just makes perfect sense to me financially and life-wise to do that. That's the only reason we're going on the market. I'm not going on the market because I've been transferred someplace else. No, we're just going to take advantage of what's going on in the marketplace. And then we're going to take our time finding a replacement property. So you didn't tune in to hear me talk about, you know, selling my personal residence. You tuned in because you want some information with regards to investing in real estate. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take you back 2 years to 2019. And the reason I'm going to do this is, well, I actually have a crazy logic, believe it or not. So in 2019, Casey, one of my realtors, sent me a listing for a property. Basically, he did kind of a workup and what Casey does, because he's specialized as a realtor. He focuses on investment properties. He's an investor himself, so he completely understands the Lifestyles Unlimited model. And what I love about Casey is that he knows he can't buy everything that's in the marketplace, and that's okay. So he finds good deals for the rest of us to check out. So back in 2019, Casey sent me a property to consider. And we were in 2019, you know, interested in buying some single family stuff. Now, I did not pull the trigger on this deal. And let me tell you why. There were a couple of reasons. The first reason was fear. You heard me correctly. Fear. See, this property that I'm looking at, it's not a bad little property. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath. It's got a 2-car garage. It's kind of newer. It was built in 1988. About 1,450 square feet in a very nice neighborhood. I know exactly where it's at. As a matter of fact, I own two similar houses very close to this particular property that I bought later on down the road. So what does fear have to do with me not buying this property? Well, back in 2019, the market was a little bit different than it is right now. Now, the market was healthy. Real estate was moving. We were making money in real estate. But this particular deal showed up, and I kind of looked at it, and I went, man, he's got the after repair value, ARV, we call it. In other words, what that property is worth when it's all fixed up and brought back to its glory days. Yeah, that's the ARV. Casey estimated the ARV on this property to be $145,000. And I was kind of thinking, oh man, that's kind of pushing the envelope there, because I knew, because I've been watching this subdivision. And I thought 145 was maybe closer to the high end. I thought it might have been a little bit of a stretch. So I didn't do this deal. I did not do this deal. But let me explain the parameters of the deal to you. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to compare that to a deal Casey actually just sent me like 2 weeks ago. It's not the exact same subdivision, but it is a property maybe about a mile away in a similar part of greater San Antonio. The properties themselves are, well, they're not identical. As a matter of fact, the one that he sent me this month, it's a little bit older. It was built in the 70s as opposed to this one that was built in the 80s. But when you look at what the potential is for these properties to produce cash, they're kind of similar. The other thing I want you to understand is that I bought two properties in the same neighborhood as this property that I described from 2019 that Casey sent me. When I bought the two properties in the subdivision, they're similar size to the one that I didn't buy. And the ARV on those properties in 2020, when I acquired those properties, was about, I think it was 174 for one of them, and the other one was like 178. Okay, the reason I'm telling you this is just in a matter of a year, Casey had told me that a similar property was worth about $145,000. And I was scared. I was afraid. I didn't think this property would match up to my expectations. There's no other way to describe it. But a year later, I bought similar properties with ARVs that were, on average, about $30,000 more. Today, I'm looking at a similar property Casey sent me, and the ARV is up to $205,000. We come back from the break, I'm going to explain what's going on.
Lifestyles Unlimited invites you to the world's largest wealth and passive income expo, September 3rd and 4th, Irving, Texas. You'll connect with successful investors and industry experts. Learn being real estate retired at any age. Attend breakout sessions with industry experts. Learn from real people successfully investing in real estate right now. Leave with your passive income plan in hand. The entire Lifestyles Unlimited team of realtors, mentors, educators, and operational consultants want to meet you Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th in the Metroplex, Irving Convention Center, Las Colinas. Join thousands of top investors and multimillionaire real estate investor Dell Wamsley. Dell is mentor to top award-winning investors across the country. Go to wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. Enter promo code FREEDOM and receive $97 off any pass or package. That's wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. Promo code FREEDOM. wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So what you're seeing in the real estate market is something called natural appreciation. Yeah, we're seeing pricing for real estate go up. Yeah, pricing for real estate is going up. That's just what the market is commanding. Now, a lot of people get concerned about that. They get kind of stuck in the here and now, and they worry about potentially overpaying for something. Not only do they worry about potentially overpaying for something, they get very, very concerned that maybe the market will change. So if they bought a house for $100,000, if the market changes, now maybe the house is only worth $75,000, and maybe they're upside down, they're underwater. And it scares people. It's, you know, a lot of you lived through what happened in 2008 when the real estate markets were materially affected. Now, my personal belief is that I don't think we are going to go down that road again. The financial conditions that were in place in 2008 are not in place anymore. As a matter of fact, lending policy has really tightened up. And it tightened up even more during coronavirus because, you know, all these lenders were concerned that maybe properties were, you know, all of a sudden going to go into foreclosure, and we were going to have this landslide of properties available. And that really hasn't materialized yet. And I don't know, maybe where you're at, you've seen it, but I haven't seen it in any of the markets that I pay any attention to. Yeah, I'm seeing a very healthy real estate market. As a matter of fact, I'm seeing interest rates at the lowest levels pretty much I've ever seen in my lifetime. Okay, and that allows people to have more buying power if they're going to leverage their purchases. So let me go back to this deal case you sent me 2 years ago. Three bedroom, two bath, 1,450 square foot home, two car garage, great neighborhood. I own two properties in this neighborhood. That's why I know it's a great neighborhood. The ARV on this property was 145. And at that time, this property could be purchased for $105,000. Stop right there. Because in 2019, $105,000 for this type of property at what we call wholesale pricing. In other words, you know, the property could be bought for less than what the market could bear because it needed to have some things fixed or remedied associated with it. And as a matter of fact, you know, Casey estimated that the costs to do the repairs on this property, where did he come in at? A little above 14,000. Yeah, he was a little bit about 14,000. So, you know, when you acquired this property and you used hard money to do it, your total cash out of pocket on this deal worked out to be about $23,000. And this is what that property would produce for you. The monthly cash flow, $349. Now, I happen to know that the rents in that neighborhood have also gone up, because I have been able to increase the rents for the properties that I own in that neighborhood, as my residents have either elected to re-sign a lease or they've elected to move out. And I raised the rents back to what market rents are. So $339 a month cash flow would put about $4,000 into your pocket every year. I mean, you know, let's look at it this way. If you wanted to take your spouse on a cruise and you needed $4,000 to do it, this house could provide that vacation for you. And that's just another way of looking at this stuff. That's not where the story ends, because the market has done something that I didn't create. I didn't stimulate this. The president of the United States did not stimulate this. Market forces stimulated this. And what we have seen is an increase in pricing. So that property that had an ARV of 145 2 years ago, the ARV on that property is about $205,000. And I know this for a couple of reasons. The first reason is Casey sent me a similar property that's actually 10 years older just a couple of weeks ago. Here's my point. Casey sent me an opportunity to buy another property, just pretty much like this one. It's a little bit older. It's about a mile and a half away. Great neighborhood. I know this neighborhood too. I don't have any properties in this particular neighborhood, but the ARV on this thing is $205,000. When I look at what the value of my properties are that are in that neighborhood with the, you know, the 2019 property that we were talking about, I'm looking at ARVs of around $205,000. So here's your big takeaway. Here's where I screwed up. 2 years ago, I could have bought this property. I could have spent $23,000 and bought this property, and that $23,000 would have provided me approximately $4,000 a month in cash flow, or about almost 18% return on my investment just on the cash flow. But because of what the markets are doing in the area where these properties are located, the value of these properties has gone up pretty good. Here's what I'm getting at. When I analyze a deal, I like to look at what I consider natural appreciation, about 3.5% per year. That's the metric you use when you believe that property values double every 20 years. When I ran my metric, I anticipated the future value of that property to be about $172,000 at year five. So in other words, if I had bought that property in 2019, like I should have, in 2024, I would anticipate the valuation of that property going up to about $172,000. But ironically, here we are just 2 years in the future, and the ARV for this particular house is much higher than what I anticipated. Much higher. I didn't do anything to create that. You didn't do anything to create that. My resident didn't do anything to create that. Market forces created that. So let's take a look at it from a different lens. Let's say you've got that property. Let's say you did what I didn't do 2 years ago. You actually bought that property. Now you're looking at it and you're going, okay, I've owned it for 2 years. I've operated it. It's provided me about $8,000 over 2 years in cash flow, which is nice because I've taken two cruises. No, like I tied that in. Okay. So if the value is $205,000, what do you do with the property? Do you keep it? Do you sell it? Well, that really depends on what your expectation for that property was going into it. I mean, here's the way I look at it. If the value of that property is $205,000, and 2 years ago, we thought the value was $145,000, that's $60,000 in equity growth, $60,000 in net worth appreciation on that property. Now, you're going to have to either refinance that property to take some money out, if you want money out, or sell that property to get all of your capital gains. Yeah, you've got to actually do something to tap into the equity. But if you think about it, you've got $60,000 sitting on the table. When Casey sent me the deal, he anticipated an additional $16,000 in captured equity, because when we buy properties, we don't pay the full ARV value. We're buying, even with our all-in costs, at wholesale levels. So the difference is additional equities that we command. We come back from the break. I'm going to give you the return. Stick around.
Del Walmsley talks about finding that one thing that made sense with a lifestyle.
I looked at franchises. I looked at multi-level marketing. I looked at everything in the world. But nothing made as much sense as buying one simple little rental property.
Real estate is your best option. Real estate makes sense. Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your first rental property. Join our live online free workshop to find out more. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
With the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. All right, I did the math during the break, and here's your result. If you had bought that property that Casey sent me 2 years ago, that I thought the ARV was maybe a little bit high, so I was a little spooked. I didn't buy this property. Somebody else did buy it. I know the Lifestyles Unlimited member that owns this property. So 300% return. Yeah, that's the number you wanted me to tell you. So how did I get this? All right. If you'd acquired that property and it had the ARV of $145,000, which Casey knows his stuff, and he's a little more sharp at this stuff than I am, especially 2 years ago, his number was accurate. I was just afraid to pull the trigger. But had I pulled the trigger, here's the result I would have received. Not only would I have received approximately $8,100 over 2 years operating this property, because the value has gone up significantly in this neighborhood, okay, and this is one of the things that you will learn to do as a real estate investor. You will start to understand that certain assets in certain neighborhoods can give you better potential for returns based on what's going on in that neighborhood. For example, this neighborhood that I am talking about, and it's in northeast Greater San Antonio. The properties were built in the 80s, late 80s. I think a couple of them were actually built in the early 90s. So, I mean, the inventory stock is only about 30 years old. But there are issues with the soils in this particular neighborhood, which means over a period of about 30 years, it's caused some foundations. And these are all, every house in there that I'm aware of is on a slab foundation. It's caused these foundations to shift. And as a result of that, the properties get a little bit out of level. Now, when you become a sophisticated real estate investor after you join Lifestyles Unlimited, you're not going to be afraid of little things like foundation work. As a matter of fact, I like walking into properties that need foundation work because I know that it scares other people off. It does, because they don't know how to deal with it. I know how to deal with it. I've been properly trained. It's not a big deal. As a matter of fact, the first thing you do when you acquire the asset is you level it if it needs it. Yeah, because as soon as you start putting it back on level, you're going to create some other issues, usually with plumbing. But don't be afraid of those things. This property is just, I mean, I'm kind of just sitting here feeling bad because I should have done something 2 years ago I didn't do because of fear. And I think that's going on out there right now. Yeah, I really do. I think fear is keeping people from getting involved with real estate investing because they're afraid they're going to take all this capital, put all this capital to work. And as soon as they do that, the bottom's going to fall out and boosh, everything's going to be gone. All right. Here's the little piece of information you need. When you're operating, and the key word is operating real estate. In other words, you're providing clean, functional workforce housing for a population segment that absolutely desires it. And they will pay you fair market rents on time to get that great housing stock. You enter into a business relationship. That's exactly what you do. You find good people to enter into those business relationships with. We call those people residents, because they're an integral part of the business model. You screen them correctly because you want people that have the ability to pay. They don't have like jacked up credit. They're not doing illegal things, stuff like that. I don't rent to people like that. I don't. Other people will, but that's not me. But my point is this. Even if valuations are affected, I still have a lease in place. For instance, one of the properties that in this neighborhood that we're talking about, the monthly rent is $1,400 on that property. My resident has given notice. She wants to vacate because she's found a home she wants to buy. So I've allowed her to go on to a month-to-month lease. Basically, it's already built into the lease, so it's an automatic extension. I'm covered under the lease. We're going to go two more months so that she has time to get her affairs in order, buy the house, and move. And then I'm going to put that property back on the market, and I'm going to probably increase the rent. Yeah, that's the way it works. See, just because the market changes, doesn't change the terms and conditions of your lease. Now, if you have a resident that, you know, all of a sudden falls on hard times, I mean, it happens to people, right? The first thing you need to do is work it out with them. Figure out what does the right solution look like. And if they can't afford to be in the home and pay the rent, then you have to help them understand that that's not a place they need to continue staying in. But you have to do it compassionately and professionally. I mean, that's the way you do it. And you have to follow all local housing laws. So, I mean, depending on what the condition is, you may or may not be able to remove them from the property. They may have legal protections. Yeah, here's the thing. We teach you all this stuff at Lifestyles Unlimited. But what I want to do is I want to get back to this appreciation stuff that's happening right now. Because that missed opportunity I had 2 years ago to acquire a house in a neighborhood where I later on bought two more houses. I'll tell you what, I'm looking at the numbers, 300% return. Yeah, not only the $8,000 in cash flow, this thing will produce, and based on my numbers, it's just a little bit shy of $100,000 equity in that property if I chose to sell it today. For $205,000, I would have $100,000 of equity. When I pay all my closing costs, which I estimate to be about 8%, I'm going to walk away with $83,225. That's what I anticipate the check from escrow to be. Keep in mind, had I bought this property 2 years ago for about $23,000 out of pocket, in 2 years, because I selected the right asset, because I renovated that asset and restored life into it, I made it a beautiful place for somebody to call home who was willing to pay me essentially a third of what they make to live in that property. Quadruple. Yeah, that's the number. I quadrupled my investment. Really, when you think about it, right? Because, okay, maybe it's not quite quadruple, but tell me where you could take $23,000 in a matter of 2 years, turn that $23,000 into $91,000. I mean, that's really what this asset could have done for me. And I'll admit to you, I made a mistake. 2 years ago, I didn't buy this thing. And look at what this thing has done. And that's the point I want to make to you, is that if you're sitting in fear, if you can't pull the trigger, if you can't get your head around this real estate investing game, you need some help. Yeah, you need some help. I needed help. I'm not ashamed to tell you I needed help. As a matter of fact, that's the reason why I joined Lifestyles Unlimited, so that I could get the help that I needed. In the 4 years I've been a member, it has radically changed my life. I got myself retired in 2 years. Now at the four-year mark, I have transitioned assets that were underperforming into assets that are performing. I've got multifamily apartment communities that are selling, so I've got a big windfall of money that's going to fuel my five-year plan going forward. I'm okay. If the market corrects on me, if the pricing goes down, I don't really care. As a matter of fact, it'll give me an opportunity to buy more assets at a lower price, kind of like you do with your dollar cost averaging. You know, that stuff you do with your financial planner when the stock market corrects. It's no different. But the difference with real estate is there is a stability factor there. There is always a value for the rental unit. There is always a monthly price that somebody is willing to pay. And because you're operating an asset in a completely different manner than your financial planner taught you how to operate an asset, it's a little confusing. But we'll make it easy. We will make it so easy. We will teach you everything that you need to know to be a successful real estate investor. We can do it in 16 hours. You just need to go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.